News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has moved most of the children from a remote Border Patrol station in Texas following reports that more than 300 kids were detained there with inadequate food, water, and sanitation. AB correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Border Patrol station is in Clint, Texas, near El Paso. Attorneys who visited last week told the AP they saw teens trying to take care of infants and toddlers. 15 children sick with the flu, 10 in medical quarantine, a 4-year-old who'd gone days without bathing, and others hungry and inconsolable. But a Customs and Border Protection official tells the office of Congresswoman Veronica Escobar there are now just 30 children at the facility. It's unclear where the children have been moved, but Escobar says some were sent to another facility in El Paso, a temporary site but one equipped with air conditioning, roll-out mattresses, showers, and medical facilities. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital told VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Osumnu Siga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt, regional prosecutor Migbaro Kabede, has also died. Gunmen broke into a meeting in Bahir Dar on Saturday, killing regional president Umbachu Makanan and one of his senior advisors. State media named General Osumnu as the leader of the coup attempt. On Monday, Georgia's ruling party announced large-scale political reform that was in response to thousands of protesters demonstrating for a fifth day in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. They are calling for government reform, a snap election, and the resignation of the nation's interior minister. That was in response to a visit by a Russian lawmaker to the Georgian parliament. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed what he described as hard-hitting new financial sanctions on Iran on Monday. He said he is specifically